This morning we have some guests joining us in our studios from the Future Champs Track and Field Camp, the CAM school sponsoring this once again with the help of adults and youngsters alike. Deb Brown is in with us this morning along with some guests that she's brought along to talk about that. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes, glad. Thank you for having us.
This will be the second year for this.
Yes, this will be our second annual track and field camp for elementary students, and we're excited to sponsor it again and hope that all area youth will consider coming.
Talk about the where this came from again, because this is kind of unique.
Yes, I think you'll have to travel pretty far to find an elementary track camp similar to this. Last year we were invited to come to Waukee. Mm-hmm. Coach Heather Everly invited us, and they host an elementary camp probably the last 5 years, and it's really made a difference in their track and field program, introducing the sport to young people in the Waukee area. She invited Anna and Molly that I have with me today, and along with Angie Baylor with the Anita Health and Wellness Center. We went up and watched their camp. Heather has shared all of her information, and we decided we wanted to sponsor a camp similar to this, just to help introduce the sport of track and field to young people. And we have a passion. All of us have a passion for the sport, and just be able to share that passion with youth.
Well, young people run and jump and throw, but they don't always do it in a structured environment to learn how to do it properly in a track and field atmosphere. This gives them really kind of their first taste of that.
Yes, we have the help of not only young people like Anna and Molly that are actual team members, track members in high school, but also adults that have some expertise in different areas. So we really try to introduce the majority of events that are in track, actually teach these young people the basic fundamentals of those particular events, and again, just building that interest in track and field. We wind up with a little mini meet where they can show off in front of grandparents and parents the skills that they've learned.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I want to talk to a couple of your guests here too. Anna Stork and Molly Casey have joined us here. Now, Anna, did you help with this camp last year?
Yeah, I did.
What got you involved?
Just, I guess that I was in track before and I enjoyed it.
What's your specialty?
Long jump.
Okay, so what's it like trying to teach young kids how to long jump for the very first time? Because they run and they jump. That's not that big a deal. But there's form and there's process to it.
Yeah. It's kind of difficult. They can kind of do their own thing at times.
Kind of hard to tell them what they scratched, isn't it?
Yeah. So disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. What do you get out of this?
Just helping kids learn things and doing leadership things to help them.
Do you find they're pretty receptive to the teaching?
Yeah.
They take to it pretty well?
Sometimes.
What's the toughest part about it?
Probably teaching the younger kids, because they can be more rowdy and not really want to do what you ask them to do.
You mean their attention spans aren't real long?
Yeah.
Go figure that, huh? Well, talk a little about your success. You do the long jump. You enjoy that. What got you involved in that in the first place?
I don't know. I just wanted to try it one day, and I really liked it, and I just kept working at it.
Turned out if you work hard at it, you get pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Well, good for you. Molly, talk a little bit about what you do. What is your specialty?
Hurdles.
Hurdles. Ooh, the hurdles. Don't your legs get a little tired and heavy about the last hurdle on the 400? Do you run that?
No, I run 100 hurdles.
Oh, you're the lucky one then, huh? It's a tough race. What's it like getting kids to do the hurdles? Because it looks easy when someone does it right and you're sitting in the bleachers watching. It's not necessarily easy.
Well, we have shorter hurdles and like a little bit bigger hurdles for younger kids that are, so that they can learn form on a hurdle that's like appropriate size for them.
Is it difficult teaching kids the first time? Because you don't need to teach them all the ins and outs that you might learn at the high school level. You want to kind of water it down a little bit and give them some of the basics, right?
Yeah, we just work on like running through and stepping in between hurdles and making sure you have the right foot forward and everything.
What's their response? Do they get a kick out of that?
Yeah, they think it's fun.
They probably think it's more fun when they actually knock the hurdles over.
Yeah.
They understand that's not the way you do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, what got you interested in hurdles in the first place?
I just tried it out and I liked it and I thought it was fun and I just stuck with it.
What do you get out of doing this?
Well, it's one of the more difficult ones, but I think it's fun.
You like working with young people, with children?
Yeah.
Good times? Yeah. Good times? All right. Very good. Well, somebody's got to teach these guys the right way, huh? Very good. Well, I want to talk to Deb again about some of the details with the Future Camp, the Future Champs Track and Field Camp, because
yes.
You do need folks to register their children in advance, and that deadline actually is coming up pretty quick.
Yes, we have forms available at the Anita City Hall. We're going to leave some here with you, Jim, at the studio. At all the camp schools, there are forms available, and also at the Anita Health and Wellness Center. Or you can give me a call at 641-745-7434, and I'll mail one out to you.
The form's pretty simple to fill out.
They're very simple, yes.
And there is a cost.
Yes. We have a charge of $20 for the first child, and then if you have additional children, just $10. And really, that's just covering our costs. We're really here just to introduce the sport. Again, we want as many area kids to be able to participate as possible, so we're keeping that cost down. We do, we would prefer no, well, we're not taking walk-ins, so we need you registered by the 20th, and that's in order that we can get t-shirts here, because they love wearing those camp t-shirts. Anna actually is designing the t-shirt for this year.
Oh, very good. You got a great one in mind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a great one. Good. August 4th through the 6th, what will the structure be like during that time for the youngsters?
Okay, well, we begin at 7 o'clock in the evening, 7 to 8, usually the kids show up a little bit before just so they can get checked in. It's action-packed. I mean, in that hour, your child will be busy being introduced to all aspects of track and field. We have high school youth, and that will take them in very small groups. They'll go to different stations, so about four stations. In that hour time, we'll teach them, you know, how to do a basic warm-up, how to do stretches. We'll lead those, and then they'll go station to station, and we always end with popsicles, which is a very, very popular. We have 2 days. The first 2 days, the 4th and the 5th, are instruction, and then on the 6th, we actually have a track meet. If you'd like, the girls can kind of go over some of the different stations that we'll be introducing and some of the skills we'll be looking.
Yeah, that'd be great. What do you got there, Anna?
On the instruction days, we will have Indian running, which covers the distance, blocks and starts, shot put, discus, form running, baton exchanges, and high jump and long jump.
Well, very good. You've got a lot of different types of variety there for kids to find through. Molly, what about some of the events that will happen at the meet?
They'll have the 100-meter dash, the 400-meter dash, and they'll do long jump and shot put.
Okay, so they'll get a good chance to see all those things. And I suppose kids shouldn't shy away from some of those things. Like, for example, you talked about the hurdles are a little lower to accommodate the smaller legs. I'm sure it's not the same weight of a shot that they're going to throw in high school.
No, we use a very safe, kind of like a Pilates ball. But the form is introduced, which would be the same as what they would learn in junior high and high school. So there's no injury, no chance of injury. The kids love any of those events, like the high jump, where you get a jump in the pit, you know, and we'll talk about, you know, which leg to take off on, how that looks. They really, I think that they are surprised at all the different things and all the different skills that track and field can offer. I always say track and field has something for everybody, no matter your speed, makeup, interest, we've got something for you.
Well, you know, sometimes people say, well, track, it's just running. But there are ways to make it fun. You talk about some of the different types of drills and things that you'll do. It's not just going out and getting together with your friends and running with a headset on. It's running for a purpose. And there are ways to make it fun so it's enjoyable. And as a coach, you understand how practice structure goes. You don't have to go out and practice for 6 or 7 hours. If you go out and practice for just an hour or two and it's well-structured, you gain a lot more from that.
You bet. And you brought up a good point when we visited earlier, Jim. This just introduces the elementary youth to, you know, also like how a meet is structured and just, again, some of the events and that you have to listen. But the kids have fun. This is our second year, and I know the kids that went through the camp last year are excited about coming back again this year.
Well, I see it says boys and girls entering grades K through 5 are all eligible. It doesn't say just CAM students K through 5, so it's for folks around the area?
Yes, and I'll let Anna kind of talk about how much we'd like to have other area youth.
Yeah, we can. We like to get as many kids as we can, and they can make more friends if kids from different schools come, and that's just beneficial to them also.
Hey, that's good. It's positive reinforcement. If you're having fun with other people that you like, you're probably a lot more likely to stick to it then, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure you probably found that, too, when you started.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Well, again, that's coming up August 4th through the 6th, and it's a very simple process. It's not necessarily something where parents have to drop off, come back later, and pick up. They can hang around if they'd like.
Yeah, and we really encourage that. That was one of the aspects of the Waukee camp that I think impressed both Molly, Anna, and I, that was the parents stayed. Mm-hmm. It's a short period of time, and they could actually see their young person learning those skills and their reaction to that. So grandparents come, they sit in the stands, and then again for the meet. It's really a great experience, not only for the kids, but also for the parents.
Very good. Sounds like it should be a lot of fun for youngsters, and obviously very educational for them, too. They'll learn all the ins and outs. Appreciate you guys coming by today.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet.